Tom Grennan at 3BA on this World Sticky Tape Day. Yes, believe it or not, the world has a sticky tape day. Check out my Facebook post that I've just popped up a couple of minutes ago, facebook.com/radio3BA. It was on this day 7 years ago I decided to celebrate World Sticky Tape Day. It's just the things I do. Just ludicrous. What do you use sticky tape for? Anyway, moving on. It's 10 past 7, PT in the Big Show, Friday morning, and there's rivalries, of course. There's rivalries. There's Carlton versus Collingwood. There's Melbourne versus Sydney. And, yes, there's Ballarat versus Bendigo. And once again this year, Ballarat is a finalist in the Top Tourism Town Awards, and you can make your vote right now, if you like, at commerceballarat.com.au, who you want to win. Of course, it's going to be Ballarat. In the 2022 Tourism Awards. Can we go back-to-back? Yes, we can, is my answer to that. And if you vote at commerceballarat.com.au, you go into the running to win a weekend for two in Melbourne, valued at over $1,500. Now, we're up against Bendigo. Speaking of rivalries, there's a rivalry. Ballarat and Bendigo have already had. We've had this friendly rivalry going for many, many moons. And there's radio stations, of course, in each of our towns. 3BA here in Ballarat, Triple M in Bendigo, and I got a phone call yesterday morning from Coggo and Kylie, who host the Triple M Brekkie show over there in Bendigo, and they wanted to have a little bit of a friendly tay-tay-tay when it comes to rivalries between Ballarat and Bendigo as to who has the best tourism on offer and who will win the 2022 Tourism Awards. We did that via the magic of radio. I was on the air, on the M's yesterday, and I thought I'd replay that spot for you this morning because, of course, we all know who wins, and boy, did I go into bat for Ballarat.
It is 93.5 Triple M right across our region. This is Bendigo and surrounds, and we are on the hunt for you to vote for Bendigo / Heathcote against that other. What's that other joint called?
Something rat.
We thought that it's easy to sit here and slag off Ballarat. So what we thought we'd do is get the man who is kind of us in, well, he is us in Ballarat.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. He's a clone of you, sort of.
He's better looking than me.
And the unofficial mayor of Ballarat, yes. Let's face it, because he's been there for 30-something years at 3BA. Former station that I used to work at. I actually used to work under this man, PT, the big Brekkie show.
Paulie Turner,
man.
Hello, mate.
It's quite possibly the biggest flag off I've ever had. But I've got to say, happy to be on the M's in Bendigo.
Oh, yeah,
and,
mate.
And let's not forget, it takes two of you to do a show, whereas for me, it's just me solo. And I tell you what, there's the biggest push for tourism in this town ever.
I bet there is. Now, mate, we'll give it to you and you give it to us, all fair in love and war. But what we need to do now is ask you, Paul, what's the one thing in Ballarat that you think it stands out? Is there something you've got you go, you know what, you'll never beat us in Ballarat with this?
Well, we're all about tourist attractions, aren't we, guys?
Oh, yeah.
That's what we're about. So, what have you got that competes with Sovereign Hill, for example?
I knew you would throw Sovereign Hill.
Straight away,
all right,
yeah.
We have got the Great Stupa.
Good call.
Yeah, thanks. It's
the
big.
Stupa?
Yep.
The Stupa? Is that what you call your breakfast show? The Great Stupa?
It's funny to say that.
Come on, you can do better than that. All right, let me hit you up. What have you got that competes with Cryle Castle on the Western Freeway?
Oh, thank God we haven't got that. That's a nice little.
We've got the
place.
Elvis exhibition, which just nails your bloody Cryle Castle.
Elvis direct from
Graceland,
thank
you.
You
can stick your jousting where it fits, Paulie.
Oh, come on, guys. Elvis is dead, and it won't be there forever.
Well, Cryle Castle looks like it's
You're
dead as well.
This game, are you, in Bendigo? You're not very good at this game.
All right.
At all.
Well, what have all you right. got?
We've got the Eureka Centre. You remember the 8-hour workday, the big rebellion? Come on, what have you got to top that?
Hurry up, Kylie.
Okay. we've got the Shake, Rattle and Roll trams.
Yes, Stick we've got trams. You haven't got trams,
cold
Paul.
Cold Ballarat jumper.
Well, we do actually have trams, team. If you've been to Ballarat recently, you'll know that the trams run around Lake Wendouree. And by the way, we have a tramway museum as well that you can go and visit and learn about the history of them. Do you have that in Bendigo?
We're in
we have got a museum and we've got the Discovery Centre.
Yes.
So
and we have the gold
you can go along and discover
What about the Central
things?
Deborah Gold Mine? Paul,
oh,
you
yeah.
come
oh,
over
the Central
and we'll drop
gold
you down there. We might not pick you up again, but we'll drop you down 32 feet.
Listen here, does Bendigo have AFL games for points like we do at Mars Stadium?
Well, we know you do, but we do hear there's a massive problem and you've got to set up those huge generators that run the heaters.
And no, we may not get points, but we do have AFL teams come here.
When? What? Anyway, I wouldn't run with that if I was here. I'd take that bit out. Right. Oh, hang on, we're live.
All right, okay.
Hang on a sec. Let me hang my hat on the Arch of Victory.
Oh, yes,
yeah,
all
that's
right.
Not bad.
Well, let me hang my hanky on the world class basketball stadium
yes.
that we
oh,
have
hang
got.
Hang on a second. We've just spent multi-$1 million. On our new basketball stadium, which is called Selkirk Stadium, after the famous brick factory. I bet you don't have a famous brick factory in
Bendigo,
do you?
No, but we've got the famous Gilly Pies.
Yeah, we got the pies.
Gilly's
what have you?
Rather.
What kind of food have you got? You got Brown Hill Bakery. That's all you've got.
We've got Evans here in Lydiard Street, two doors up from 3BA. I tell you what, killer pies and quiches. I tell you what you haven't got. I don't reckon Bendigo has as many suburbs as Ballarat. Did you know that Ballarat has 69 suburbs attached to it?
Yeah, but you haven't got 51 pubs like we've got.
Oh, yeah. Back in the day.
No, we're talking
we're
now. We're not going
Come
back
on,
in.
Yeah, we're not talking about back in the day. Paul. We might have 48. Three have closed down. But yeah. Anyway.
I'll tell you what else we've got. We've got, out in Mount Clear, Ballarat Bird World. What have you got? One bird in a studio. That's good.
A long-legged one, mate. That's
better
about
than
it.
A walrus by himself.
I love it how
Guess
we're friends.
What? Ballarat wins, hands down.
It'll
okay,
be interesting.
You maybe won last year, but you're not going to take it from us this year.
Everyone's onto this.
You're done.
Do you know what?
Your gold
dust. The Brisbane Footy Club, the Hawthorn Footy Club, and many others, we're going back to back, baby.
You're going back, all right. Hey, Paul, congratulations on what you're doing in Ballarat. It's kind of crap compared to what we do, but besides that, it's...
And there you have it, the friendly rivalry between Ballarat and Bendigo, 3BA and the M's, Coggo and Kylie. It was great to have a bit of fun with the guys and, yes, vote for Ballarat so we beat Bendigo again. The 2022 Tourism Awards, commerceballarat.com.au to vote. And, of course, if you do, you go into the running, the draw, if you like, to win a weekend for two in Melbourne, valued at over 1,500 smackers. Go, Ballarat.